My name is Wanda Durek.
What brings you here today?
I'm an art teacher, so I value heritage and here so it gets protected with the historical context.
How did you feel when you heard about Juukan Gorge?
I'm lost for speech, but how would everyone feel? I mean, that was absolutely despicable.
Well, the new legislation would allow the minister to waive that through. Have you got issues about that?
Well, that's why we're here, for change, so that the Indigenous people have their say and we should listen to them about this. This is what they built. This is their old land. So we're here to have their say. I just hope that all the politicians are going to be watching and listening, and hopefully they take this on board.
Thanks to all the people who have joined us today. We are sending a very strong message to the state government, to Mr. McGowan, the Premier of WA, that his bill, his proposed cultural heritage bill, will not be supported unless we have a veto. Veto have the rights to say no. Heritage is important to Aboriginal people of this state, and that we want a clause to say, we want a right to say no. No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
When you first heard about Juukan Gorge, what were your feelings and thoughts when you heard about it?
I think initially disbelief, just that surely this can't actually happen. Like, how can processes go that badly wrong? How can people be that willful to choose profit over such immense history? The company Rio Tinto paid for the archaeological diggings to work out how precious it was, and then still went and blew it up. And it's just mind-boggling. It's just, there's a grief, there's sadness, there's anger, there's all the emotions really. And I mean, I can't begin to think what it would feel for people who, that's their culture, that's their story, and they're directly connected to it. So,
welcome to Understory, Western Australia's own long-running dedicated environment program, this 27th day of October 2021. I'm Elizabeth Poe. The destruction of the 46,000-year-old rock caves at Juukan Gorge in the Pilbara last year was felt around the world. Those concerned with protecting Aboriginal cultural heritage in Western Australia say Juukan Gorge wasn't the first event of this kind, and it won't be the last. Hundreds of sites are at risk of harm or destruction right now. Defenders of this cultural heritage are alerting Western Australians to the Jawaran and Garkini sites in the East Kimberley, Mount Richardson and Lake Wells in the Goldfields, Burrup and Harding Dam in the Pilbara, and Monday Swamp. These are just a few. These precious places identified by traditional owners can be legally destroyed right now if the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs signs off on it. They say the proposed Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act will not change anything about the destruction of cultural heritage sites. On Saturday, Understory's Adrian Glamorgan and I joined Aboriginal people from the Pilbara and the Murchison, as well as from Noongar Boodja, who walked from the colonially titled Victoria Gardens in East Perth across Matagarup Bridge to near the Nicky Winmar statue on the other side of the river at Perth Stadium. Today, Understory brings you some of the voices and sounds of that march.
It's a beautiful day and we're here in Claysbrook. People are still just gathering, and I think there's going to be some speeches before we go on this walk across the Matagarup Bridge. People are still just wandering in, gathering in.
Why are you here today?
Yeah, I'm here not just for myself, but I'm with the Uniting Church in Western Australia and work for part of their social justice team. And so as a church, we passed a resolution a couple of years ago, actually, that called for better protections of cultural heritage. And while the The new revised legislation is much better than the old one. There's still some problems with it, and that's why people are out here today, because there's still power for the minister at the end of the day, after all the processes before that, for the minister to grant permission for the destruction of cultural heritage without the veto of Aboriginal people that are connected to those sites. So that's a problem, and so we want to stand here in support of people. And there's different land councils represented here today, and I'm interested to hear what they have to say.
I want to acknowledge people who have travelled a long way to join the walk. Purpose of today is to walk together in unity and demonstrate support for greater protection of our sacred sites. The South West Aboriginal Land and Sea Council, the Yamaji Malpur Aboriginal Corporation, Native Title Services, Goldfields, National Native Title Council. As we walk today, we'll be shoulder to shoulder with our Wangai Yamaji brothers and sisters. We also stand shoulder to shoulder in not recognising that this bill is going to do justice to our people, our heritage and our culture. I'd like to welcome John Maguire to do a welcome to country.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak and to deliver this welcome to country on this really, really important occasion. We are on sacred ground, we are on Whadjuk country, and I have direct connections to this place. There are places where you find serenity, where you find a sense of belonging.
This is Miller's Cave.
And this is our place. And in fact, we are directly on Miller's Cave, a camping ground that was significant for Whadjuk Noongar a long time ago. Kaya, Wanju Wanju, Nganjurup, Nunuk Nitja Yak in Nyungala Budja, Whadjuk Nitja. Kaya, Wanju Wanju, Wangatha, Yaru, Maru, Yamaji, and all our brothers and sisters, Ngun Jugan from Budja, Bugija. Just imagine this place prior to colonisation. Matagarup, Kings Park, Birloo, the city block, and all of these pristine locations along Derbal Yerrigan. And we are here today to maintain and to march on a separate occasion to make sure that we don't destroy our culture and our lands. Nija Buja Kunyan, Nija Kalbaringin Buja Kalak Maya Kunyan Wa, Demon Wirn Kaya Murit Kunyan, Demon Demon Mam Nunukut Buja Kunyan Kalakulin. I said, this is my place, this is my country where I belong. Demon Demon Mam, my grandfather's and grandmother's lands. This is their land where their spirits move now. Kura Yei Mila Buddha. So from the past to the present and into the future, this is the responsibility of our children and our children's children to maintain our traditional lands. Danju Gurling, a wonderful phrase that Noongar use, and for what we are walking for today just depicts that phrase. It simply means walking together. And how important is that for all of us as Aboriginal people, but to include and to insist that our Wadjula brothers and sisters participate with us. Ngankira, the sun, Wurl, the sky, Earth, our mother, the ocean, our father, our kundan, our spiritual connection. It was high sense logic. Manachmat, Wardungmat, the yin and yang of our creation. and this created the balance for our traditional lifestyles. We had depth of knowledge, intelligence, structure, complexity and simplicity of Gurindji. Gurindji, our learning, and our acquired knowledge. Jinangin Gurindji, Jurupin Nitawirn Nyungar Buddha, Ngalamaya Maya Buddha. So look, listen, understand and embrace all the elements of Nyungar country, and indeed of all our traditional lands throughout this country, whether it be Maru, Yamiji, Wangai, Wangatha, all of those countries and all of those places of First Nations people are significant and should be protected. This is forever our home. Buddha, Nunuk Galakulin, Ngalamurut Wirn Jinang, Nunuk Dabagan, Dabagan. Later, when we've done this and we've met over at Optus, may the good spirits of our old people watch over you and guide you safely to your homes. Thank you.
Thanks, Brother John. I'll just now invite Elder Matu Man Bruce Thomas.
Really important. Like, I can't talk English, but all people from here, they took me everywhere where the culture is. And I know and I get blessing from this area. And they saw me everywhere with same culture. You know, they got a Wakul and we got a Jila. Same culture, we connected. White people come here and Buddhist culture and our culture is down. We'll work together, you know, that's important. No, we manngo, you know, indigenous people.
Thank you, Bruce.
No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
We come from the Pilbara. We come from the Gascoyne, the Midwest, the Goldfields, and the Nyungar people. And collectively, our voices say no.
No.
No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
No veto, no bill.
Hi, I'm Robin Stevens. I'm an anthropologist working heritage in Western Australia.
And that sign, what does it say?
It says ethical investors want heritage protection. And actually, it's a very good sign, and I think it's very apt. And I think there's good evidence for that. After Juukan Gorge, lots of investors did pull out of investing
right,
with Rio
that's
for that very reason.
I'm always in awe of the reasonableness of our people, given what's happened, given what's still happening to us in this Australia. I mean, here we are walking across a bridge demanding rights, inalienable rights. Mining is not an inalienable right. We're standing strong. We're here today. Thank you, Bruce, for that amazing song as we marched across the bridge in solidarity against the bill. I want to invite Sister Jerry Hayden from the Noongar Nation to come up.
Kaya Wanji. Nganjurupa Noonuk Nichin Yining. On this special day, thank you to our old folk. Thank you very much for what you've contributed to us this morning while walking over this bridge. Our history is no good. It's Wara. Since first settlement, our people, our land have been destroyed, shift off, pushed off, desecrated. The Noongar Buddha has so many broken, shattered sites due to mining. And you know, we never had a say. We never had a say. We started our land council in 1990-91. We had a voice, but still they wouldn't listen. Who is Heritage? Our people were here before. We've never had equal rights with white people. We still to this day are not listened to. Because here down in Noongar country, on Noongar Budja, government think that we are not traditional owners. You have to go past the 26th parallel to be a traditional owner or a traditional Aboriginal, if you want to say that. Yes, yes, very shame, very shameful. And to say this day, so Mr. McGowan, I think it's about time the 1905 Act was actually ripped up, torn up, because we still come from under that 1905 Act.
Okay, my name's Clayton Lewis. I work for the Aboriginal Heritage Action Alliance. We're a community group. We're non-funded by government or whatever. And we originally formed back in 2015. And we reformed again last year. I actually think that the Act is ongoing genocide. We see it today. I think deprivation of access to country and desecration or destruction of sites, that's a platform for all the other social ailments that Aboriginal people have. So
that is part of the definition of genocide, isn't it?
It is, and you know, hence we've also got a United Nations complaint in, so we'll see how the government deal with that one.
Stephen Dawson hasn't released the bill for people to look at for months and months. Has he explained why?
Well, this is beyond us as well. We believe the last time the draft bill was seen by any member of the public was 3 to 6 months ago. And I believe a few select people have seen it. So one can only wonder why it's not available for public scrutiny. We do hear the government say, in line of the recent Juukan report, that the government is saying that they believe that the draft will address all of those concerns.
So they just want you to trust them?
Basically. And I take that all with a grain of salt.
Was there a moment in your life, can I ask you something personal, when all this became very real to you as a human being, seeing what was being done by mining and heritage laws?
Well, actually, it was late 2014. I found out that there were amendments to the 1972 Act back then which affected a site, a significant site in my tribal country, on my father's side, in Widdy country, south of Morawar towards Perenjori, Woobin, Lake Munga. So there were some amendments to the Act, and my site, one of these significant sites in my country, was in question. So it was alerted to me, and then I met with fellow Aha people around about Christmas time, 2014. And hence Aha was born, and then we saw these amendments affecting other sites across WA. So, I suppose it was the personal connection which got me involved.
We need to keep up the pressure. We need you to write to your Premier. We need to reach out to your local Member of Parliament. If you need ideas or help, please visit the Protect Aboriginal Cultural Heritage WA website. There are tools, there's information there for you. As Clayton mentioned, his group also has lots of information and a website, AHA, and there's a link there, including an email link to the Premier. It's been an amazing energy here today on Woondoolia. This is a magic place for us Noongar people. It was used as a rubbish tip, and some of my family were fringe dwellers around this rubbish tip. It's been turned into a stadium, but the spirit still survives, and I'm sure the spirit lives on in the land. And I hope and wish everyone a safe journey for wherever they've come from today, back to their own homelands. And let's keep up the fight. Have a great Saturday. Thanks very much, everyone.
Thanks to Adrian Glamorgan for bringing this report about the many problems Aboriginal people identify in the proposed Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act, a bill kept from public view until being brought to Parliament in the near future. The world is watching on as we fail to meet the standards set out by the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, There is global interest in whether the Mark McGowan government will protect the world's oldest living continuous culture, both out of respect for Aboriginal traditional owners as well as this legacy that belongs to the world. Protectors of cultural heritage are asking us to respect the authority of Aboriginal people and their strong cultural responsibility to protect and care for country and significant sites. I'm Elizabeth Poe, with thanks to all the speakers in today's report. Understory has contacted the Minister's office asking for a copy of the proposed bill as well as requesting an interview with Stephen Dawson, but at this stage we have had no reply beyond being told that our request will be actioned as appropriate. Minister or no, be assured that we will be back next week with the addition of COP26 in Glasgow on our minds, as we are always bringing you more to explore on the airwaves and podcast with Understory, radio for the planet.